Well, as you may have accidentally heard a couple of minutes ago, that we're joined by Northfield Public Library Director of Library Services, Natalie Draper. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
My favorite part of your monthly appearance on the KYMN Morning Show is the visual aids. This is exciting because I never actually get to talk and participate in the visual aids, but here we are. How's it going?
Excellent.
Okay. This is a rolling contraption of some sort that you've got here.
The folks at home can hear that.
Yeah.
So I brought in one of our little printing presses just
okay.
to prove that I could walk into the radio station across the street carrying an entire printing press. It's very, you know, we go old school at the library. We're very modern, but sometimes we take it back. So if the kids this weekend want to make a broadside, you know, let us know. But no, these are part of a project that was funded in part with a grant from the Minnesota Department of Ed, using federal funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services to build STEAM to-go kits, sort of make it mobile kits is what we're calling these.
Okay.
So this is a provisional press, and you can print just about anything with it. Here, as you can see, I have printed using Lego, and I printed this for you.
Wow,
so,
look at this. This is it says KYMN 95.1 right on the
card. You got that right, right?
How sweet is this? You wrote us a little note. Thank you.
But you can print using Lego, you can print using movable type, you can print using bits of trash, never throw anything away.
Those really are Legos. That's
they
really
are,
cool.
Yeah, so they're... You can use these little flat pieces to make letters, and it's a really fun kind of literacy experience. I had to do it forward and then reverse it for myself because it's really hard to, like, build Legos, letters right. out of Lego, and then, like, try to visualize those reverse because the letter has to be flipped, too, to be able to print.
It's hard enough to even write backwards.
Once
you get Legos involved, Legos do stimulate creativity, but...
They do.
But
yeah.
that's... Okay. So now, you're not going to ruin your Legos if you...
No, this is water-based ink.
Oh,
I wouldn't
right,
use the cool. oil-based ink. Stay away from the oil.
Yeah.
Everything in my office had a little bit of that on it when I used it.
Okay.
So, water-based inks, we've got some. We've been doing some pop-ups here and there. We're kind of testing these out to see how well they're going to work for the public. And then we'll have these ready to check out with some of our makerspace kits. We have a selection of STEM kits that are more focused on... the younger ones, little ones, stuff for coding. So we have merge cubes that they can check out, the Osmo Little Genius Kit, Osmo Coding Kit, Makey Makey Kit, and Bloxel's Game Design Kits.
Okay.
And all of these are kind of fun coding activities and augmented reality activities for kids to be able to check out at home. And they all require some kind of device, which we can provide too. We have iPads that can be checked out along with these kits. And those are available now. The other things that we're working on are the printing presses, the 360 cameras, and some sewing machines.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I can check out a sewing machine?
You'll be able to check out a sewing machine.
No kidding.
Right?
I've never used a sewing machine before.
But you could.
But now I can.
So now there's like literally nothing stopping you.
Absolutely, except for, you know, time and energy.
Well,
you know.
We can't check that out yet, but we're working on it.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be amazing.
That would be fantastic. So what else is going on across the street at the Northfield Public Library?
We are super, super excited to announce that our new teen space is open for teens.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it did.
What do we do? How do we put a teen space together?
Well, you have some space that's maybe a little underutilized, and you get creative how you arrange that, and you have a really brilliant teen services librarian and a great group of teens on your teen advisory board. And
okay.
so we involved them in the decision making and how that space was going to be laid out and run. And so it was space designed by teens for teens. It's still a little work in progress, but we've got the collection in there. We've got some furniture in there, and we're getting, you know, getting some paint on the walls. So
okay,
it's
okay.
Getting fun.
What are the services the teen space offers then? Just a place for teens to congregate?
It's mostly a space for them to be themselves.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I think that's kind of, you know, my experience as a teen in libraries wasn't always, even though I always felt at home in the library, I didn't necessarily feel like I was desired there as a teenager.
I get it. Yes.
And so, like, you know, that's always been in my mind. Of course, a teenager who becomes a librarian thinks about those kinds of things. How was I received as a teen in the library, and how could that have been maybe handled differently? And so, I think the approach here is more teen-centered customer service with that space too.
Awesome.
So it's really
all right. Cool.
Yeah,
and you have you still have the drop-in tutoring program going, right?
Yep, and I have a note to remind folks about that, too. We have 5 wonderful Carleton students, Leila, Grace, Hiroki, Navia, and Padmini, and they are there, not all 5 of them at once, but usually we have 2 or 3 on every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6.
Okay.
So if you've got kids of any age who need any amount of help with their homework, bring them on in.
Right. Yeah. Carleton students who are pretty engaged in this in this situation, too.
Yeah,
they're actually, this is part of their work-study program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, they are paid to do this.
That's great.
This is really awesome that we're able to provide this. And, you know, as we're kind of coming out of this pandemic and able to do things in person again, this was something that was like, I heard it, you know, when I first got here, and I've been hearing it, that there is a need for this in the community. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's great. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got?
We have a really great new book club at the Library for Adults, nonfiction book club.
Ooh.
Some folks just want nonfiction. I like to read a lot, and I read a lot of fiction, too, but, you know, I know sometimes you have folks who just read nonfiction, so this is for you.
The older I get, it's just nonfiction. I mean, I've pretty much moved to purely. I only read nonfiction these days. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a thing.
I'll have to get some recommendations from you.
Okay.
So the book club book this month is "How the Word Is Passed: A Reckoning with the History of Slavery Across America" by Clint Smith, and that is Tuesday, March 29th from 7 to 8. We have books at the library for you to check out, or you can purchase a copy at Content. They have lots.
All right. I'm sorry, tell me the name of that book again.
How the Word Is Passed, A Reckoning with the History of Slavery Across America. So this is beginning in his hometown of New Orleans. Clint Smith leads the reader through an unforgettable tour of monuments and landmarks, those that are honest about the past and those that are not, that offer an intergenerational story of how slavery has been central in shaping our nation's collective history and ourselves. It's an important book for our moment.
That sounds like a fascinating read, because the more you hear about some of these things that have been put up and the reason some of those monuments are there, and it's what a fascinating conversation that's going to be.
Yeah, I'll be there.
So. Yeah. Well, if I had any time at all in my schedule, I'd be there, too.
I'll save you a copy.
Thanks, I appreciate it. I'll just come over to the library. I'll check one out.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. So, anything else?
One more thing I want to plug. Next week is spring break, and we have a magic show on Wednesday at 2.
Hey!
Mystifying Magic with Greg the Great.
All right.
You can register online at our website or just drop in.
2 o'clock Wednesday?
2 o'clock on Wednesday.
All right. The 2 o'clock Wednesday the 9th.
Yes.
Okay, I'm like trying to think about if I
know
what's going on, because I think I might want to come see Greg the Great.
Come on over.
Sounds
come
good.
Over.
Natalie Draper, always fun to have you here.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you. All right. We'll be right back. We're going to talk to AJ and Lance Reister about what happened with the Raiders sports yesterday, right here on 95.1 The One.